Hello, everyone, and welcome to another lesson of the Shona podcast. I'm your host, Kudzai, and today we'll be taking another journey into the wonderful language of Shona. Previously, we learned several greetings to help you get acquainted, and today our lesson will take us through a story called Kuyenda Kutown, which means going to town. In Harare, the capital city of Zimbabwe, the city center, which is referred to as town, is the heart of the city. So when people say they're going to town, it simply means they're going to the city center. Here's a preview of the complete story that you'll recite at the end of this lesson. Kuyenda Kutown. Nasi ndamuka makuseni, ndiri kuenda kutown, ndatanga nekuwaridza mbeda. Pandapedza kuwaridza mbeda, ndaenda kunogeza mwiri. Iye zvino, ndiri kupfeka hembe nebutsu. Ndichakwira bhazi nekufamba netsoka. Ndichatenga zvinhu zvakawanda. Handei kutown. Now, let's learn some vocabulary little by little. Kuenda, to go. Kutown, to town. Ku, the letters K, U, mean to in Shona, such as kuenda, which means to go. To say the phrase to go to town, you say kuenda kutown. The word enda means go. It's the same word you'd use to tell someone to go. Enda. Here's a very important word, ndiri. Ndiri is one of the ways to say I am in Shona. Ndiri kuenda kutown. I am going to town. The word basa means work. Ndiri kuenda kubasa. I am going to work. The word chikoro means school. Ndiri kuenda kuchikoro. I am going to school. Notice the word chikoro is said really fast. Instead of saying chikoro, you say chikoro. Ndiri kuenda kuchikoro. Now you try one. The word musika means market. How do you say I am going to the market? Ndiri kuenda kumusika. I am going to the market. Very good. Okay, let's continue with our story. Nasi means today. Nasi. Today. Ndamuka means I woke up. In Shona, when referring to yourself, your phrases will usually begin with the letters N-D, pronounced nd. There are two sounds you'll often hear, nda, which is found in past tense, and ndi, which is found in present and future tenses. For example, the word muka means wake up. So if you say ndamuka, this means I woke up. Makuseni means in the morning. Makuseni. Makuseni. What does ndamuka makuseni mean? Ndamuka makuseni means I woke up in the morning. Ndatanga. I started. Again, here, nda refers to I, followed by the word tanga, which means started. Ndatanga. I started. Can you guess what this means? Ndatanga kuenda kubasa. I'll give you a hint. Basa means work. Ndatanga kuenda kubasa. I started going to work. Excellent. Okay, let's continue. Nekuwaridza mubeda. With making the bed. Nekuwaridza Mubeda. With making the bed. Ne is another two-letter prefix in Shona. This one, N-E, ne, means with, when followed by an action or a thing. For example, ne Simba. If you've seen the movie Lion King, you may recognize the word Simba. This means power. So if you say ne Simba, it means with power. So continuing with our phrase, ne kuwaridza mubeda, with making the bed. Kuwaridza means to spread out. Waridza is a really unique Shona word that refers only to spreading out something like a sheet, a mat, a blanket, or similar items. It's only used in that sense, and the majority of the times it's being used to referring to making the bed, or spreading out something to sit on, like a floor mat. So when people say, kuwaridza mubeda, it literally means to spread out the bed. But it's translated to make the bed. Again, we see the two-letter prefix ku, which means to. Kuwaridza mubeda. To spread out or to make the bed. Mubeda is a bed. So we now already have three of our sentences. Let's do a quick recap. Nasi ndamuka makuseni. Ndiri kuenda kutown. Ndatanga nekuwaridza mubeda. Nasi ndamuka makuseni. Today, I woke up in the morning. Ndiri kuenda kutown. I am going to town. Ndatanga nekuwaridza mubeda. I started with making the bed. If you manage to recite those three sentences with me, give yourself a pat on the back because you're doing a great job speaking Shona. If you didn't manage to say those sentences with me, turn off your computer and put your head down because you are not worth a horse's... I'm just joking. You're doing a great job anyway. Learning a new language takes repetition, so don't be discouraged. Just keep talking, keep learning, keep rewinding, and very soon you'll be speaking Shona just the same as I do. I hope I didn't scare you with my little act there. Okay, moving right along. Our next block of sentence is Pandapedza kuwaridza mbeda, ndaenda kunogeza mwiri. Pandapedza means when I finished. Pandapedza. Pa is another two-letter prefix, which usually means on or upon. Pa. And we know nda means I. In the past tense. So if we put together pa, meaning upon, and nda, meaning I, and pedza, meaning finish, we get upon I finish, or more correctly, when I finished. So what does this mean? Panda pedza kuwaridza mubeda. When I finished making the bed. Great job! This is very exciting because Shona is made up of pieces. When you begin to get used to the pieces, you'll be constructing your own sentences in no time. Ndaenda, I went. Kunogeza, to wash. Geza means wash. If you say geza mota, it means wash the car. Geza. Mwiri. Body. Mwiri. This means body. Ndaenda kunogeza mwiri. Literally says, I went to wash the body. But it's translated, I went to take a bath. So, kugeza mwiri literally means to wash the body, but is directly translated to take a bath or to take a shower. Pandapedza kuwaridza mubeda, ndaenda kunogeza mwiri. When I finished making the bed, I went to take a bath. Pandapedza kuwaridza mubeda, ndaenda kunogeza mwiri. Let's move on. Iye zvino ndiri kupfeka hembe nebutsu. Right now, I'm putting on clothes and shoes. Iye zvino. Iye zvino. Iye zvino means right now. This is a commonly used phrase, and once in a while you hear people say iye zvino in the beginning of a sentence, which simply means right now. Ndiri kupfeka. Ndiri kupfeka. I am putting on, or I am wearing. Ndiri, as we learned before, means I am. Kupfeka means to put on or to wear. Ku, again, is a two-letter prefix meaning to. Feka means wear. Ndiri kupfeka. I am putting on or I am wearing. Hembe, clothes. Hembe. This means clothes. Remember the two-letter prefix ne, meaning with, or and when referring to an action or thing? Here we see it as in hembe ne butsu, clothes and shoes. Butsu means shoes. So when we say hembe ne butsu, this says clothes and shoes. Ndiri kupfeka hembe ne butsu. I am wearing clothes and shoes, or I am putting on clothes and shoes. Ndiri kupfeka hembe nebutsu. Ndichakwira bhazi nekufamba netsoka. Ndicha, I will. Ndicha means I will. Kwira means climb. Kwira. Kwira means climb. Bazi means bus. Bazi. Ndichakwira bazi literally says, I will climb the bus. However, this is translated, I will ride the bus. Ndichakwira bazi. And just as a side note, currently in Zimbabwe, the most popular mode of public transportation are the kombis. So instead of buses, you'll most likely hear of kombis. So you would hear, Ndichakwira makombi. I will ride the kombis. Ndichakwira makombi. Nekufamba netsoka. Ne, again, this is the two-letter prefix meaning with or and when referring to an action or a thing. Kufamba, to walk. Famba means to walk. Remember, ku is another two-letter prefix and it means to. Kufamba. Ne tsoka means with feet. Tsoka means feet. Tsoka. Nekufamba netsoka. This literally means and to walk with feet. But as you can guess, it should be translated and to walk on foot. Ndichakwira bazi nekufamba netsoka. I will ride the bus and walk on foot. Ndichakwira bazi nekufamba netsoka. Ndichatenga zvinhu zvakawanda. Again, ndicha means I will. Tenga is a very, very important word which means buy. To buy something from a store, you say ndicha tenga, I will buy. Zvinhu is another important word which means things. Ndicha tenga zvinhu, I will buy things. Zvinhu, things. Zvakawanda, that are many. Zvakawanda, that are many. So if you're saying I will buy many things, you say ndichatenga zvinhu zvakawanda. Zvinhu zvakawanda, things that are many. Or in other words, many things. Ndichatenga zvinhu zvakawanda. I will buy many things. And for our last phrase, handei kutown. Handei is another very popular and very important, very commonly used word, which means let's go. Handei. Let's go to town. Handei kutown. Now that we have all of our sentences, that's the end of our story. So we're going to recite it together. Now remember, you have the rewind button. So feel free to rewind and keep rehearsing and rehearsing until you're able to say the whole story, kuenda kutown. Are you ready? Handei kutown. Kuenda kutown. To go to town. Nasi ndamuka makuseni. Today I woke up in the morning. Ndiri kuenda kutown. I am going to town. Ndatanga nekuwaridza mubeda. I started by making the bed. Pandapedza kuwaridza mubedha. When I finished making the bed, ndaenda kunogeza mwiri. I went to take a bath. Iye zvino ndiri kupfeka hembe nebutsu. Right now, I'm putting on clothes and shoes. Ndichakwira bazi. I will ride the bus. Nekufamba netsoka. And to walk on foot. Ndichatenga zvinhu zvakawanda. I will buy many things. Handei kutown. Let's go to town. Great job! You've just finished saying a whole story in Shona. Now, just for your benefit, I'm going to say the whole story again at a fast pace so you can understand how to speak it naturally. Kuenda kutown. Nasi ndamuka makuseni. Ndiri kuenda kutown. Ndatanga nekuwaridza mubhedha. Pandapedza kuwaridza mubhedha, ndaenda kunogeza mwiri. Iye zvino ndiri kupfeka hembe nebhutsu. Ndichakwira bhazi nekufamba netsoka. Ndichatenga zvinhu zvakawanda. Handei kutown. Well, that's it for today. I hope you had as much fun as I did learning this little story. Just remember, keep using the rewind button. All these phrases are very simple when you break them down little by little. Well, keep practicing, keep enjoying, and until next time, Tonana! you have any questions or comments or just want to say hi, send me an email. The email address is shona@kudzai.net. That's Shona, like the language, S-H-O-N-A, at Kudzai, that's K-U-D-Z-A-I.net. Shona@kudzai.net.